This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government taking action to protect the island's west coast following the passage of Hurricane Beryl. The Barbados Road Safety Association urges caution on the roads with crop over in its final stages. The island's vendors set for Bridgetown Market. Curaçao joins CARICOM at the 47th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government, and Israel's cabinet authorizes government to respond to Hezbollah rocket strike. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government is taking action to protect the island's west coast in the wake of the damage caused by Hurricane Beryl. This was disclosed by Member of Parliament for St. Peter, Colin Jordan, during his constituency's annual branch meeting at the Alexandra School. The northern fishing village of Six Men, St. Peter, was one of several that was impacted by the hurricane. Mr. Jordan explained that following assessments of the coastline, Prime Minister Motley has requested a full proposal to address any challenges.
We're at the point now where, after seeing all that Beryl has done, Prime Minister has asked not for what she'd already received, which was identified specific beaches that may need rehabilitation, but government has now asked Coastal Zone and the ministry responsible for a full proposal for protecting the West Coast. And that proposal then will be looked at to see what the priorities will be. The hurricane passing has shown us very clearly that we have not isolated problems, but we have challenges right along the West Coast. We also have challenges on the South Coast.
Meantime, Mr. Jordan believes there must be strict rules to govern the development of Spikestown. He believes the city will lose its built heritage if structures are not protected from investors who may seek to demolish buildings in attempts to modernize the space. He also repeated calls for Spikestown to be proposed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
The town will lose its built heritage if every deep-pocketed investor knocks down buildings that have been standing for over 100 years, over 200 years. If that happens, Spikestown will lose its character. It will lose its heritage. The town will lose its charm if buildings are erected that do not fit in to the existing architectural scheme. If we have these what appear to be ultra-modern buildings in Spikestown, Spikestown will begin to lose its character.
Member of Parliament for St. Peter, Colin Jordan. Curaçao is the newest member of CARICOM. The Dutch Caribbean island became the sixth associate member at the 47th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM in Grenada yesterday. Prime Minister of Curaçao, Gilmar Pisas, says the island now shares the responsibility for the sustainable development of CARICOM nations.
We intend to demonstrate a firm commitment towards CARICOM and the common aspirations of its members. In this context, our shared heritage has forged a spirit of unity among us in many areas of our historical development, which commit us to its preservation and, as far as possible, its enhancement for the generations to come. By joining CARICOM, we affirm our commitment to work together in the interest of the collective values and aspirations that bind all of us as small island development states in the Caribbean region.
Prime Minister of Curaçao, Gilmar Pisas. The Barbados Road Safety Association is urging the public to exercise caution during the final stages of the 2024 Cropover Festival. President Roland Lowe wants Barbadians to be more mindful when traveling on the roads.
As we're heading into the climax of the Cropover Festival, just want to remind all Barbadians and road users to drive with due care and attention and reasonable consideration for persons using the road. And, you know, there are a lot of activities going on, so you want to make sure you have your designated driver as the person who will ensure that all the party goers and all members of your crew or group will get to the party and from the party safely. And if you don't have a designated driver, if you're going to consume alcohol, then consume it responsibly. Know your limit and don't go above your limit.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, BARVEN, says vendors are set for the Bridgetown Market in a few days. CEO of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, announced last week that craft vendors would be exclusively positioned in Bridgetown, non-craft vendors would ply their trade on the Mighty Griner Highway, and others would be located in Warrens and at the National Stadium. Public Relations Officer Barvin Valentino Barrow says although vendors are not satisfied with the arrangements, they will proceed as planned.
We will proceed as is and be hopeful that next year we will have a better playing field for our members. We can never get 100% of what we would like. Most of the times, we have to negotiate and settle for a feasible outcome. So that is what is going on at this present time.
He says negotiations for next year will begin early for a better outcome.
We'll be having negotiations ahead, way ahead of the next festival, so that some of these things would not pop back up. We are hopeful that all people would understand that you cannot get what you want all the time. So sometimes you settle for a lesser so that you could get more, hopefully, in the future.
Public Relations Officer of Barvin, Valentino Barrow. A local charity has been doing its part to ensure that parents are equipped with the parenting skills to properly guide their children, especially as the island grapples with an increase in crime. The Amar Empowerment Network has partnered with the National Peace Program to offer free parenting sessions, with the latest session being held over the weekend. Director of Amar Empowerment Network, Ambrose Carter, says just about 58 people attended the last session. He says parents and guardians have been benefiting from the program.
Research shows that a lot of the crime these days is caused due to poor parenting skills. So we offer parenting skills, and a number of parents have been benefiting from that. Well, some grandparents are saying that they're seeing where they would have made mistakes, and they're trying to pass on those skills that they learned through the program to their children who have their own children, so that they will be able to, you know, not make those same mistakes with what would be their grandchildren, so that they can, you know, correct those things as they raise their children.
He's encouraging Barbadians to take part in the sessions, noting that individuals often get needed support.
What we are finding is that parents need support. And when I say support, that is in the area of like groceries, food. So we offer food hampers, a basket of food, and we offer help as well with utility bill payment. We want to encourage Barbados to take advantage of these sessions, their parenting sessions that will be taking place all across the country in every parish. And there are about 5 organizations conducting these sessions. They want to encourage Barbadians to get out to as many sessions as possible.
Director of Amar Empowerment Network, Ambrose Carter. An educator has called for specialist teachers in all schools to help students who need remedial care. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday with moderator David Ellis and guest Ricardo Small, a teacher with several years in the education system, says the Ministry of Education needs better strategies for students with literacy and numeracy issues.
The school system that we have now, that U.S. school anyway, cannot cater for life in the 21st century. Nobody doesn't want to change that. So what we do, we go around in a circle and blame everybody. We blame the church, we blame the schools, and sometimes we blame the home. And nobody is putting a solution on the table. The solution on the table, part of the solution, if I want to say, is part of the solution. You need specialists in the schools working alongside the teacher. If you ain't got enough money, one specialist for each year group. If you can't put in each class, for each year group, a school got 4 year groups in primary school, maybe 4 specialists for each year group.
Voice of an experienced educator on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday. And finally, Israel's Security Cabinet has authorized Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government to decide on the manner and timing of a response to a rocket strike in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights that killed 12 teenagers and children. Israel and the United States have blamed the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah for the rocket strike. Hezbollah denied it was behind the strike, the deadliest to hit Israel or Israeli-controlled territory since the October 7th attacks. According to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, the strike killed 12 children and injured 44 people. Recapping the headlines. Government taking action to protect the island's west coast following the passage of Hurricane Beryl. The Barbados Road Safety Association urges caution on the roads with the crop over in its final stages. The island's vendors set for Bridgetown Market. Curaçao joins CARICOM at the 47th regular meeting of the heads of government. And Israel's cabinet authorizes government to respond to Hezbollah rocket strike. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.